Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I knew going into that game that USC was a pretty good team and that USC was going to be able to score and throw the ball around a little bit. Didn't think they could play good enough defense. Don't think they play very good special teams. Don't think they're very disciplined. Don't think they're very tough. What was different in that? All of those things were
true.
That's
how it played out.
I mean, I had it like when I think the Notre Dame score was 35-24, and I said, I've seen this game before. They played Notre Dame. USC's good. They have advantage on the outside. They'll pick on the corners a little bit. Their quarterback is good. He's not great. And Notre Dame will kind of bludgeon them. You know, and despite all the injuries, and by the way, those injuries went both ways. You know, Oregon sitting there crying about how, you know, that or saying that, oh, look at what we did with all their injuries. USC had it too. USC was down probably their three best defensive players. They were down a couple starting offensive linemen as well. They've lost, I think, their three scholarship running backs. This guy, they have King Miller, who's done a nice job. He's a walk-on. They couldn't run the ball at all. So, I mean, both sides were beat up. That's what I said. Just, I've seen this game before, and it was Notre Dame. And at no point in that game, I mean that, at no point, did I think that USC was really a threat. I've watched every Oregon game, and there are definitely times, I thought there was times in certainly the Iowa game, this was kind of like Wisconsin. Like, Wisconsin was a seven-point game for a little bit, and it never felt like Wisconsin was a real threat. I felt that way about USC. Everything USC had to do was work. Like, it was grinding. And I give USC credit. I actually think their defense, if you would have told me their defense was holding Oregon to about 4.5 yards a carry, and I think Oregon ran for like 160-ish yards, I would have said, if you're USC, you take that. I really would have. But you couldn't get timely stops. Dante Moore was great. He's 22 of 30. You gave up a special teams play. Your dumbass jumped over a field goal attempt for no reason, cost yourself points there. And that was after Oregon gifted you it with the Malik Benson penalty, which took it from the 4, which probably would have been a touchdown, backed it up to a field goal.
All right.
I mean, that's just all of those things.
That's a lot. Yeah, we were all thinking the same thing. Yeah. I mean, it was like, whatever. But
yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, it was. The game was,
I
mean, Oregon
is the way we want.
Oregon is Oregon, and USC is still USC. I kept thinking, you know, if Lincoln Riley were at LSU or Penn State or in Florida, is he turfed by now? Because I think he is.
I think the pressure would certainly be turned up because his best season was the first one. And then
he is now 0-7 at USC versus teams that finish the season in the top 10.
And I believe he's 3-12-ish, somewhere around there, against teams in the top 25. I mean, we talked about it. His marquee win, like, you asked going into this game what his marquee win was, and it's probably Iowa this year.
See, I think the Michigan game was.
Yeah, if you want to say Michigan.
Because they beat the crap out of Michigan.
Yeah.
And they looked good doing it.
And they bowed their back. So, and look, I'm not here to say that USC's garbage. USC's probably going to win 9 games this year. You're going to go 9-3, and it's the second best year they've had. I just, for when Lincoln Riley and Dan Lanning got hired at the same time, and Oregon was, let's say Oregon was in any sort of trouble as a program, but, you know, you had gone from Kelly to Helfrich, and then whatever the hell that thing was down there in South Florida, and then you got Cristobal, and Cristobal was okay, and then he leaves, and you're like, man, this is kind of a big hire, and you hire an unknown guy out of Georgia, and then Lincoln Riley comes in, who at the time was getting courted by the NFL.
Sorry, misfire, my bad.
And Lincoln Riley was taking
playing around over here.
Lincoln Riley was taking Oklahoma to the playoffs every year, and I just said, man, I really believed if you would have asked me in that moment who was about to kind of hit the accelerator and kind of claim the Pac-12 and now kind of the Big Ten, I wouldn't have said it was Oregon. I would have said it was USC. And it's funny to see where Oregon has gone since then and where Lincoln Riley. And I think a lot of that is simply due to the fact that Dan Lanning has flat out been a better program builder. He's been a better coach. He's been a better recruiter. And you could say he has better infrastructure, and I get that. But at the same time, dude, USC, get your ass together. Like, get it, you know, get it going.
USC, I just don't have any faith USC will ever get its stuff together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear that, like, you're right. It's like when the USC coach USC makes a big splashy hire and Oregon makes a less sexy hire.
Yeah.
That clear, you know, we're all still conditioned to think, oh, USC, here they come.
Yeah.
But there's something in the water at USC. They're not all tugging the same direction. They're not all rowing the boat the same way. Whereas at Oregon, they are.
Yeah.
And I think Oregon v. USC is a great example. I mean, like, maybe the best example in college football of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When everyone is on the same page at a school, what you can do, and that's Oregon.
Yeah.
And USC has everything you need, but they're not all on the same page.
No.
And it's been a mess. Yeah. And I say mess. They win, but it's just not been what they've expected it to be for the better part of 25 years now. So at what point do we just shift our expectations for USC? They're just, this is who they are. And by the way, Pat Forty brought up something that I thought was good.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, look, this is Lincoln Riley without an elite quarterback. I mean, if you think about all of his success, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, and Caleb Williams, if he does not have an elite quarterback, this is about what you should expect.
Yeah. I think this is pretty a pretty fair comparison. To me, they're the Dallas Cowboys of college football. We talk a lot about them. They have, you know, traditional uniforms. They have great history, a rich past. They're, you know, America's team, or at least in USC's case, it's the West Coast brand that matters. And we assume because the brand matters that they're always going to be more interesting, or we're going to talk about them like they're real contenders. And they do a decent job of putting talent on the field. Let's not act like the Cowboys are lacking in star players. They have, you know, the Cowboys do a decent job of drafting, and they get guys that are big time players, and USC does it too. And yet, I mean, they have the best receiver in college football this side of Jeremiah Smith. And like you said, they get decent quarterbacks, and you know, they put guys on the field. But it all seems empty. It seems like a collection of very good players. Even when they had Caleb Williams, right? They had Caleb Williams and then a bunch of other guys that you're like, that's fine. They had Caleb Williams and they had Jordan Addison. Like, they had those are their two guys. And the rest of it was like, it's a decent collection. And that's the Dallas Cowboys. They lack in substance. And when you look at that game when they played Oregon, right? And we can go through position by position of who was out. Oregon was down 3 starting offensive linemen. USC was down 2 starting offensive linemen, right? Oregon was down 3 receivers. USC was down their 2 best defensive players and their best defensive end. And to me, that just boils down to depth. Because when the guys came in at Oregon, yeah, did you miss a beat? Sure. None of those guys are playing the way that the people in front of them are playing. But Oregon was okay. And I thought USC really struggled at those things. And I also think that USC never really addresses their concerns. These concerns that we're having about USC, these are 4 years old. When I look at Oregon last year that looked at their offensive line, and they said, we have three major defections. And if we want to be real players next year, we got to go fill these holes. And they went out and got arguably the two best tackles in the transfer portal. And you want to know what's sad? You know who Oregon's best offensive lineman is? It's USC's best offensive lineman. USC's best offensive lineman is playing guard for Oregon. You know, and that to me just speaks volumes about where USC is. And this is not a USC sucks, USC is garbage. No, USC is a good team. USC is better than Nebraska. They're better than Iowa. They're a 9-win team. There's nothing wrong with being a 9-win team.
Good little program.
But you know who that is? That's Wisconsin and it's Penn State. Good and that's, program. Again, if that's what you are and that's your expectation, cool.
Well, no, it's not.
But that's we all know at that. USC, that's not what they want to be.
Exactly. So I just wonder, I just don't know what it's going to take to get them over the hump. I mean, it's really wild. Sark ended it himself. He was his own worst enemy, and they had to move on from Sark. But they had Lane Kiffin, and now all of a sudden Lane Kiffin's like Mr. Everybody wants him to be their head coach for whatever reason. Yeah. So Lane Kiffin was there, and he did pretty good, but you fired him, you tarmacked him, right? So, and that, okay, so what if I told you that the hottest guy in the coaching carousel right now is going to be USC's coach? What if I told you that? He already was.
Yeah.
Okay. So that didn't work, or at least they thought it didn't work. Maybe it would have. They would have just been patient.
The only thing you can
do. And then after that, it was Helton, and that was a complete.
Yeah. That was no good.
I mean, he had some wins in there, but it fizzled.
He was Bo Pelini.
And then you go and get Lincoln Riley, which on paper looked like one of the best hires of the last 10, 15 years in college football. Man, you stole this guy. Didn't even think you could get him.
No.
And he hasn't done anything. So at what point does USC, I mean, I don't know what they do.
Well, it's a little, because I compared him to the Dallas Cowboys, but if you want a better comparison, because obviously NFL to college, they're Nebraska. It's Nebraska.
I'm fine with the comparison. I'm saying, what do you do?
Well,
like you just
honestly, if you're USC, the best thing you can do is it appears that Lincoln Riley has acknowledged that the first 3 years of his program were a waste and they needed to change the way he did things. And they changed the way they recruited. They got their NIL crap in place. They're putting together a really nice recruiting class. Depending on who you're talking to, it's a top three, top four class in the country. Some people say it's the top class. A lot of people saying. You did get back to winning 9 games this year. You have shown some resilience despite the injuries. And so honestly, if you're USC, especially with the Lincoln Riley's buyout, which apparently is a gajillion dollars, it's a private school, so we don't really know. But the rumor is it's just astronomical. I think the best thing you can do is continue to apply pressure and hope that Lincoln Riley is the changes that Lincoln Riley is making now, he should have made 4 years ago, but at least he's making them now. And I honestly think USC's best path forward is to cross your fingers, see this thing out for another 2 years, because Lincoln Riley is a good coach and Lincoln Riley can win. And I don't think I don't think you spending the money to get rid of him and bringing someone else in solves your problem.
Exactly. Because you've already done that 5 times.
Yes.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. It's obviously not the coach.
Yeah.
So what is it in the water at USC? Like, they cannot figure it out. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
And this is what Penn State should have done. They should have stayed the course. And I think USC, if they're smart, and I don't know if they are.
I don't think they are.
Although they may not have the money to change courses, so this may be the benefit of all benefits, is I think you just have to give Lincoln Riley a couple more years and hope that the faith is rewarded.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.